Hey, kids, it's time for Science Fun with Professor Kelvin and Little Timmy.
Gosh, Professor Kelvin, the sky is so clear tonight.
Yeah, sure is, Timmy, and this is absolutely perfect for what we want to do here tonight. Ooh. We're going to see the Perseids meteor shower. It comes around every year, just about this time.
Ooh, that's
and,
so cool.
And no moon tonight, so we'll be able to see maybe 60 or more meteors an hour.
Wow.
And, I'm glad your mother let you come out here tonight.
Yeah, cause me too.
I really think you deserve this.
Oh,
and I'll tell you why, Timmy. I've been giving it some thought. And I realize a lot of the accidents that have been occurring in the lab and elsewhere, maybe they're my fault, Timmy. It's mostly a result of my experiments or my inventions where you push a wrong button or give me the wrong chemical, whatever the situation may be.
It's
because of some outside scientific device that I have there. And so what we're going to do here tonight, no tools, nothing outside. We're just going to use our own eyes and have some scientific observation of a phenomenon that nature provides. And
okay.
We don't have to add anything to it, and I think it's safe and it's wonderful.
All right.
We can just sit back and watch the show in the sky. These stars, these falling stars, as we call them. But actually, they're little tiny rocks left over from a comet that comes by. Every 130 years, there's a comet called Swift-Tuttle, and it leaves behind a cloud of debris behind it, little ice balls and little pieces of stone or an iron, and they enter the atmosphere and they burn up and they put on quite a display. Most of them are just tiny little things. But I think you're going to really... Oh, there goes one. Did you see that?
I saw that.
Oh, my.
That was cool.
That's a sort of... There's another one. We must be reaching peak hours. They just streak across the sky like that. And it's a wonderful thing.
It sure is.
They're really coming now.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
They're really moving.
There's another one.
Just look at that. Oh, that's a bright...
Wow.
Did you see the size of the tail on
that
thing?
Really cool.
That was absolutely...
That's
incredible.
Great. Yes. Another one.
See,
Professor.
I'm just going to sit back, Timmy, and I'm just going to enjoy the show because, this is absolutely wonderful. We're really getting a display here tonight.
Yeah. And look at that one, Professor. It's getting big.
Yeah, that one.
It's bright.
That one there is, it's coming straight overhead. That's why we can't see the tail. Sometimes they'll do that. They come from all directions. Mostly they're coming from the north, but occasionally they come from other directions because it's a scattered field.
Professor.
That's
Professor.
It is getting bright. And,
and the crickets stop, Professor.
I noticed, yeah.
It's getting like daylight here, Professor.
Yeah, it does seem to be getting light around here, doesn't it?
I don't know, Professor. That's getting big.
Maybe you're right, Timmy. Timmy, I think we better get moving, Timmy.
Yeah, me too.
You remember that cave that I showed you?
Yeah.
Start heading for that. You're younger than me, and you can run faster.
Good
run,
idea.
Run, Timmy.
Okay.
Start running, Timmy. Run for your life, Timmy. Stop.
Professor.
You don't look so good.
No, I don't feel good. But that crater you're laying in, that looks like something from the moon. That is cool.
But Professor.
Professor. You want me to call the ambulance?
No, Timmy. You remember the shovel in the car?
Uh-huh.
Go get it. As long as I'm in this hole, just shovel some dirt on me.
Tune in again next time, kids, for Science Fun with Professor Kelvin and Little Timmy.